Okay, let's do the Radak Perik Ala Pasuk Yudbeis. Ah, haloi ata mikedem Hashem Elokai kedoshiv loy namus. Hashem lemishpat samtoi v'tzur lo hichiach yisata. We started 2 days on this. Let's now learn the Radak. The Radak learns ata you Hashem haloi Pasuk Yudbeis. Get Pasuk Yudbeis. How can you, Hashem, give koyach to his God, Nebuchadnezzar's God? I recognize your power. We know you are our God, our Holy One. K'mo she'omar hanavi, ani Hashem kidoishchem. The Omar goyel Yisrael kidoishoy. Hepech das Nebuchadnezzar shenoisin hakoyach leloikoy v'koyfer b'cho. Okay, so the Ram over here is saying the Radak is saying over here. He's putting the focus a little bit different than Rashi in the Mitzvot. And he is saying that Nebuchadnezzar does not appreciate the holiness of Hashem. Nebuchadnezzar's entire essence is to direct the Kedusha to his God and deny it from Hashem. And therefore, Chava Kuk says, I know, and Klal Yisrael knows just the opposite, that you are the one who is Kadosh. Now, what he's doing over here is something very, very fascinating. He seems to be saying is that the word Kadosh is said they only can relate to one God. In other words, okay, I'm suggesting the following. In the eyes of Nebuchadnezzar, in the eyes of the Goyim, there could be many gods. Okay, we learned that many times, that the Goyim believe that there's a God for light, a God for dark, a God for good, a God for bad, a God for light, a God for dark, a God for this, a God for that. There are many, many gods. But even among the Goyim who believe falsely that there are many gods, they believe only one of those gods is holy, is Kadosh. And what is Kadosh? Kadosh is, and we translated holy. It's hard really to translate. What is Kadosh? Kadosh usually means designation, is very specific. A Kadesha is a woman who has been designated for the purpose of Znus. A Kadesh is a man that has been designated for the purpose of Znus. So there are many, many women in this world, many. There are billions of women, but only a specific or a group of specific women have been set aside for a purpose. Likewise, there are many men in this world, and only a specific number of them have been set aside for a very specific purpose. Likewise here, there are many, many gods. Nebuchadnezzar believes in many gods. But he is ascribing the uniqueness of authority and power to one specific God that is not Hashem. And in response to that, Chavakuk says that's total nonsense. There's only one God, and the one God is the one that is in control, that is Kadosh. Let me read the words, because he's coming to address over here this unique expression. Why does it say here, Alei Ata, Mikedem Hashem Elokai Kidoshi? Where does this expression Kidoshi come into play in this pasuk? So I'm going to read the words again one time in the Radak. The Radak says, Haloi Hanovi Mispalel. How could it possibly be Noisen Koichoi? How could it possibly be that Nebuchadnezzar ascribes his power Le'eloikoi to his God? He seems to be saying the word Kadosh means the power. Leloikoi asher hu osohu, that he created. Halo yovin, Everyone understands ki atami kedem Hashem elokai kedoshi. Now he explains v'amar elokai kedoshi ki ani hamakir b'cho. I Chavakuk, I recognize you. V'chein amcha Yisrael makir b'cho. V'yodanu ki ato elokeinu ukidoshenu. You are our Holy One. K'mo yishomar hanavi. The pesukim say. Ani Hashem kedoshchem v'yomar goyel Yisrael ukedoshu, two psukim which mention that Hashem is kedosh. Hebech das Nevuchadnezzar she noisein hakoyach le'elokoi, to his God, the koyfer b'cho, and denies you. Okay, so the word kedosh in the eyes of the Radak carry the idea of who has the koyach? Who is the one that has the power? Nebuchadnezzar is ascribing the power to his God, while we acknowledge the emes that the power belongs to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Loi namus, yiratzen milufanecha shloi namus al yodei ki ata nosata loi hakoyach hazeh, ve'im nosata loi hakoyach lahachariv arzenu ulehag loisenu. Although you may have given him the koyach to destroy our land and to exile us, lo titin lo yakoyach lahamisenu ulechalesenu ulahach chideinu migoy. Although you may have given him the koyach to destroy the land and the koyach to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, do not give him the koyach to destroy us as a people and to take our lives. This goes back to an old theme. And the old theme is that just because it was decreed in Minas Shamayim that there should be a Churban Beis HaMikdash does not necessarily mean that Klal Yisrael was meant to be exiled and to be killed at the time of the Churban. And indeed, Yirmiyahu told Tzidkiyahu that if only you will surrender to Nebuchadnezzar, indeed he will destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but he will let you all live and let you all remain in the land. By rebelling against Nebuchadnezzar, you bring upon yourself more damage than is necessary. The Averis of Klal Yisrael demanded that the Mikdash be destroyed, but that does not mean that the people had to die and the people had to go into exile. Their behavior of rebelling against Nebuchadnezzar that was incorrect based on the instructions of Yirmiyahu resulted in more harm than was necessary. And that idea is as well being expressed by Habakkuk, he's being mispalel loy nomus. Although it's a done deal that we're going to be exiled, we're going to go into Golis, it's not necessary that we should die, and that's what is coming to mispalel here according to the Radak. Next words, Hashem La Mishpat Samtoi, ki ato Samtoi la Mishpat al Yodoi Hamardim Ha. V'chof al ho'inyim b'miloshes poetic repetition, you have given him authority, v'yomar tzur lo'echich yisartoi, v'yato yu Hashem, sh'ato tzur kol ho'ilumim, you are the rock of the entire world, yisadetoi lo'echich boi goyi ha'aratzois, we had this before, you have established him to be the authority, yisadetoi hematoi chozak ki yisoyed ha'binyon, you made him strong. Okay, so this goes back to Rashi. We spent an entire day on this. The tikkun is soifrim, and that is loy namus, meaning really it should say lo. Really it should say loy somus. You Hashem should not die, because if we die, you die. Klal Yisrael is an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we suffer, you suffer. So why are you shooting yourself in the foot by allowing the Nebuchadnezzar to do what he is doing? And we can't say that. That's not a nice thing to say, Kaviyachal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dying, because there is no such thing. This is just nothing more than an expression. And Chavakuk, in his desperation, is speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with a lot of chutzpah. So because it's not acceptable, when it was put down in words, it was changed from the word loy somus, you should not die, to loy nomus, we should not die. Ki loy somus hayakasov, what was really meant to be written was word somus, The al derech zeh tigam yonason memroch kayam le'olmin. Someone pointed this out to me. I think Rabbi Maievsky. Rabbi Maievsky pointed out this targum, that the targum indeed he translates what it was the original meant to be translated. Memroch kayam le'olmin. Your word is kayam le'olmin, which means loy is like a euphemism. Loy somus, you should not die. You should not die, meaning you exist forever. You should exist forever. Your words should endure forever. Why then are you allowing Nebuchadnezzar to behave in such a manner which brings about the reality that your words are batel, that your words are not fulfilled? Okay, that concludes that pasuk. Now let's read pasuk Gimel Radak to Hori Naim Miro Isra. Ata you Hashem, Shata Tori Naim, Shlo Tuchal Liros Ra, Ki Ata Toiv, Uboycha Batoivim Umoyes Baroim. You Hashem, you choose good and you detest evil. Velo ye ois lechosh shetire ra vesabit el omol kiloimar. What does this mean to say? Shetispol oise ra vesanichem la asois. And allow that you should tolerate these rushoim and allow them to do ra. The tam loy suchal, shloy suchal lispol davar shoku hefech chachmoscha v'toyvascha. You cannot tolerate the allowance of something which is the opposite of your very being. Now im kain b'chinam adavel lo yigurcha ra im kain ani tameya. Here come the popular words which we have to spend a lot of time on. These words of Lama Sabid Boigdim, how do you, Hashem, allow yourself to behold these wicked, treacherous evildoers? Who are they? Vehem Akastim, Hamereim, Mo'il Yisrael, Tacharish Bivala Roshot Tzadik Vimenu, Ki Yisrael, Afal Pishem Rishom Tzadikim Him, Menevuchanetzar Umeyamo, that Klal Yisrael, relative to Nebuchadnezzar, are tzaddikim. Like we v'eich tacharish shehem yivloum v'yashchisum. How are you silent when Nebuchadnezzar swallows them up and destroys them? V'yamuzal tzaddik mimenu b'leia tzaddik gomur einoy b'leia. Okay, he just touches upon the Chazal, which we're going to see in much more detail in a few moments. And that is, a Rasha can only swallow up a tzaddik that's more righteous than him. This koyach that Hashem gave in this world, that a tzaddik viraloi, this koyach that Hashem allowed the wicked to prevail and overcome tzaddikim, is only true regarding a tzaddik she'enoi gomor. But if you have a tzaddik gomor, a tzaddik that is 100% a tzaddik, that a rasha does not have the power, even with the rules of tzaddik viraloi, it does not go that far. This principle that the Chazal tell us, that tzaddikim in this world suffer, is only true when it's a tzaddik she'enoi gomor. There is this teeny, teeny mashu in the tzaddik that's not 100%, and that is the opening for the rasha to enter. But a tzaddik gomor, a rasha has absolutely no shlita. And we learned that principle from this pasuk. This is a very, very popular pasuk in the Gemara, where it says, bivala rasha, when the rasha swallows up an individual who is tzaddik mimenu, more righteous than he. But it does not mean that the tzaddik is a complete tzaddik. Because if he was a complete tzaddik, it would be impossible for the rasha to swallow up that person. Only someone that is tzaddik mimenu, not a tzaddik gomor. Okay, we'll see more about that in a few moments. Okay, bivala. And then the Radak goes into some grammar. Bivala, bivis, kivala, sakodesh, bichof. Okay, over here, he just points out, over here, in this word, it says, ki bivala. Do not confuse this word with in Bamidbar where it says ki vala. There is a chav and here there is a base. Meroys ra, beloy base. Okay, beloy base. It doesn't say meroys ra. Does not say meroys bi ra. It says meroys ra. Ve'achocham Rabbi Avraham ben Ezra shizkiroy beveis. We got a problem because the Ibn Ezra, he seems to have had a different girsa, a different version of this pasuk, where in his version it says, "Meroois bira," "Uperish bira kmo v'al ere bira asi," "Siproi hashka," "Siproi hishgahu," "Ki noydalan mipi hamesores ki ze meroois ra." Okay, so over here he's revealing over here is shkaga, Sipro Hishkahu. His description has caused him to make a mistake. Over here, the Radak is claiming that Ibn Ezra, when he wrote down in his text, Meroes Bira, that was a mistake. That due to his handwriting, Sifro, his handwriting, in his writing, he made a mistake. Because ki noida alon mipi hamesores ki zeh meroois ra. There is no base before the ra. V'shel Yeshayahu, indeed in Sefer Yeshayahu, there it says meroois bira. There is a similar pasuk, and there indeed there is a base. Meroois bira. V'cheni hamesores kadma'a, the Yeshayahu meroois bira. Tinyana ditrei asar. Meroois ra. The Mesorah is that in Yeshaya it should say Meroois ra, Meroois bira, and in Treyasar it says Meroois ra. The Chad Pasuk Suman lo yachlifen v'lo yomir oisar toiv bira irab toiv. What's the siman to them? This is a very cute siman. The Pasuk that talks about Tumura, Mesechta Tumura, when a person tries to exchange an animal, one animal for another animal, and there it says, Lo yachalifenu, do not exchange one animal for the other. Lo yomir asoi, and it says toiv bira oira bitoiv. The first time it says bira, and the second time it says ra, and that is a simon for us that in Yeshaya, which comes first, the girsa is bira, and in Chavakuk the girsa is ra. Okay, so that's part of the thing. It's very interesting because you know today they always talk about gedolim. Can a gadol make a mistake? Is it possible for the gadol hadar to make a mistake? So here you see the Radak is saying that the Ibn Ezra, who is a Rishon, he made a mistake. He made a typo. How could that possibly be? I once heard someone say, you know, it just goes to show you, the Satmar Rav, he spoke and he said something. And what he said, he was quoting a chazal, and it's a mistake. It's clearly a mistake what he said. He said something. I have to go back and ask the person exactly what he meant. He was telling me what he told me. It was clearly a mistake. The words that he was quoting, and he has such hot-headed chassidim. They claim that it's impossible that the Satmar Rav ever made a mistake his whole life. And when he said these words, they have read a whole book explaining what he was saying when he made this statement. And this fellow who is a Satmar Chassid, he said to me, let's be realistic. He made a mistake. He's only a human being. After everything is said and done, and he made a mistake. He said he was the words that he was quoting. He just slipped. He said the wrong thing. It's clear as day he made a mistake. But believe it or not, there are people out there in this world that are so loyal to him and so enamored by his holiness that they believe it's impossible for him to have ever made a mistake in any of his drashos and the words that he said. And like, you know, come on. You know, the Satmar Rav only lived He didn't live that long ago. He lived how long ago did he die? Less than 50 years ago. So here, look at this Radak. Radak over here is quoting the Ibn Ezra. And he's telling us, Ibn Ezra, guess what, Ibn Ezra? You made a mistake. You said the wrong thing. You just slipped. You basically Sipro, your manner of speech caused you to Hishgahu, caused him to commit a shagaga, to commit a mistake, and you said the wrong thing. The Ibn Ezra is holier than the Satmar Rav. Sorry to disappoint all our Satmar Hasidim here in the group, but the Ibn Ezra was a Rishon. He lived way, way back. How many years ago? 700 years ago? 800 years ago? The Ibn Ezra was way, way above the Satmar Rav. And if the Radak says about the Ibn Ezra, he made a mistake, so it's not so far-fetched that if a person in our generation makes a statement and he slips and he says the wrong words, he made a mistake. Okay, this is a very important statement over here from the Radak, revealing that he made a mistake. So Sach HaKol, what do we have over here? We have here two psukim. We have two psukim that we have learned according to the Radak. And the Radak over here is coming to teach us an interesting yesod. He's dwelling upon the word Elokai Kedoshi. He's doing something unique, and that is he's translating the word Kedoshi as a substitute for the word Koyach, power. It's a very hard, difficult concept to translate the word Kedusha. We say every day in davening multiple times, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. What is the translation of the word Kadosh? We typically translate it as holiness. What is holiness? So we like to say that holiness, Kedusha, is in contrast to Chol, Hamavdil, Bein, Kodesh, L'Chol, between the mundane and the holy. But what does that mean? It's very, very difficult to get a grasp on the precise definition of the word Kedusha. We do know that it means, there are two things that we do know. We know that it is the diametric opposite of Chol, because we say in the Nusach HaTfilah, HaMavdil Bein Kodesh L'Chol, and we also know the word Kodesh connotes designation, Yichud, because we have the word Kedusha in reference to a Kedesha and to a Kedesha and a Kodesh, man or woman that have been set aside, designated for the purpose of doing an Avera. But here, in this context, those two translations do not satisfy us in reading this pasuk. In this pasuk, we're discussing the Nebuchadnezzar, and we make a statement, you, Hashem, are Haloi Atah Mikedem Hashem Elokai Kedoshi. What does that mean exactly? And the Radak, he's playing with us. The Radak is Mechadesh, that in this context, the word Kedoshi is power. That's what he says over and over, power. How could Nebuchadnezzar be so foolish to attribute his power to a god, to some form of some idol, when it's well known from time immemorial that it is you, Hashem, to whom all power belongs? So it's a very important pasuk. This pasuk is revealing over here a new translation for the word Kadosh. Okay, and then we come over here to pasuk Yudgimel, which the Radak really did not, I don't think he really is very much. He just basically focused on what Rashi discussed, the Tikkun Seifrim, Lama Somus versus Lama Namus, and then he focused on the Chazal that says that there's a difference between a difference that Rasha can swallow up a Tzaddik Mimenu, which connotes that the Tzaddik is not 100%, he's only better than him, but does not have the ability to swallow up a Tzaddik Gomor. And then the last point he came along and made is that in this pasuk it's you Hashem do not look at Ra. The correct girsa is The correct girsa is meraois ra, not meraois bira. The only other time we have this word is in Yeshaya, where there's a bays, and the Ibn Ezra made a mistake. Can you believe such a thing? A gadol made a mistake. Even gedolei hadar sometimes forget the details. It's meraois ra and not meraois bira. Now let's take a look at the Malbum. The Malbum pasuk yud beis. Haloi, hanavi mispalel el Hashem. The Navi is misal to Hashem. El Hashem oimer lov haloi ato elokai kidoshi haloi ato Hashem. Mikedem loy namus lemishpat samtoi. Period. Now, what does all of this mean? The Malbum says, "Ritzon loymar haloi masher samtoi es harosha zeliyos shevet apchol yaser goyim." Be'ez shesamtoi mikedem loy samtoi kidei shenomos rak samtoi la mishpat shelo minitzo oisoi lechomis es kol b'nei adam ulahashmid ulahachris rak samtoi le mishpat ulahichyach. So according to the Malbum, the thrust of Chavakuk is to complain to Hashem and say, Hashem, indeed, you gave Nebuchadnezzar authority. But the authority you gave him was only for mishpat, only to rule the world, only to be in charge and to harness the talent and the power and the resource of this world, but not to kill people. And therefore, this madman, Nebuchadnezzar, is abusing his power. The only thing you gave him was the power of Mishpat. How then do you allow? Get further in the Malam. Avoloi shenomis kulonu al yodai. Be'ein chemla, with no compassion. K'moshu ois like he's doing. K'moshu kasav hoi ashur shevet api. V'hu lahashmer bilvavai. K'moshu b'rash nisham. Hanav yoymer. Haloi ato Hashem mikedem mitzad. Sha'ato elokai kidoshi. V'retza ato sheniya kidoshi. V'loi namush mitoi rascha. We shall not depart from your holy Torah. Ad shalochein hachinoisa esarosha laharish goyim umamlachus. B'chol zois loy namus. Loy al hakavono shenomus al yadoi. Rak Hashem lemishpat samtoi v'tzulu chiyach yisadetoi. Be'eis she yisadetoi. Ritzoin aloy mar. Iker yisoid hashlichus. The main purpose of appointing the Nebuchadnezzar to authority, to give Musar, people should receive Musar, and those who should recognize the punishments of Hashem, Raksamta l'mishpat she yishavtu harishoyim al yodoi al chatasehem yikabul ansham avalosh nomus eskulam kat tzadik rasha. Okay, so the thrust of the Malbum is very, very simple. He's saying one idea, and he's saying is that Nebuchadnezzar has gone way, way too far. He has no permission to take the life of another human being. It is true, you've given him authority to be in control, to be in charge, and to push us around, but you did never give him authority to take our lives and to take the lives of other human beings, and therefore he is a criminal. He has committed crimes against humanity, and you, Hashem, have to step in and put an end to this immediately. This idea of the Malbum touches upon some of the popular ideas of Mitzrayim. We know that Egypt complained, there are various midrashim which relate to us in different ways. The complaint of Egypt, where they say to Hashem, it's not fair that we should be destroyed, that all of us should drown in the Yam and should suffer the 10 makos and all of these miracles that have occurred in Egypt at the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim, because you gave us authority. You said to Avraham Avinu by the Bris Ben Absarim, Yodoya Teda, Ki Ger Yeh Zaracha, the Eretz Lo Elohem, Vavodin the Inuyosam, Arba Me'er Shana. It says clearly that there's going to be a nation that's going to subjugate the Jewish people for 400 years. So you have given us authority to subjugate the Jewish people. So why are you punishing us? Why are we suffering with the Ten Makos and Kriyas Yamsuf and all of the and having all of our wealth been taken away from us? So what is the answer? The answer is the same exact answer, the same exact theme that's presented in this pasuk. The answer is, although I gave you authority to subjugate them, I did not give you authority to torture them. I did not give you authority to take their male children and to throw them into the Nile. There is a limit to what power I have given you, just like what Habakkuk says to Hashem regarding Nebuchadnezzar. It's true, I gave you authority over the world, over Klal Yisrael, but not to kill people, not to take their lives. You've gone too far. Paro has gone way too far in the way he is dealing, in the way he is handling Klal Yisrael. That's the basic message of the Malbim. The next pasuk of the Malbim. The next words are Tahar. Ta'ana Shnia, the second complaint. Mitzad, Midas Harach HaShkocho, Mitzad Midas Tzidkoi, V'amamorim V'amamorim Makbilim. Now we're describing over here Hashkocha, religious talk. What do we mean? Tahor Einayim Me'ro'is Be'ro. You Hashem have pure eyes. Lama ta'abid boigdim ritzin aloi mar haloi mitzad ha-rosha atzma shu boigid ein ro'oi shetashkiach olav lahatzlichenu. It's not fitting that you should give him such success. Ba'asher einei hashkochoscha tohoirim ne'ro'ois bera u'mi'ashkiach olav l'toiva ve'habeit el omol lotuchal. You, Hashem, are a being that is unable to look at evil. Lomo tacharish bevala rosho tzadik mimenu. Halo zois neged midas hatzedek shehorosho yivala es mishu tzadik mimenu. Hu amol godol v'neged hayosher ha-mishpo. This is a corruption. This is against everything that you stand for, to allow a wicked person to harm tzadik. The eich tacharish al ze. How can it be that you're silent? Haloid hahibi habit el amol loy tuchal. You're unable to look at amol. The eich tabit be amol godol kaze v'sacharish v'loy soshia. How can you be silent? Okay, so this is the second complaint. The first complaint is he has no authority to do what he's doing. Number two, how do you, Hashem, tolerate this? This is against your essence. Now it goes into the next pasuk, which we didn't do yet, so we'll leave that. It goes into a third complaint. Okay, so it's pretty straightforward. Now let's take a look at the Gra. Okay, take a look at the Gra. The Gra. Okay, you don't have the Gra, unfortunately. So let me read it very, very quickly. I'll just read it quickly and try to explain it. The Gra says, "Haloi ata mikedem." Elokai kidoshilo namas return lemar. Shame Elokim hu al shame takif bal hayecholas v'lo nuchal l'chanois kozev el be'es havoya so'olam. Okay, there's the name. Mm-hmm.